Hey, Oh, If you have sitting problem to sitting, then you can sit on the chair or whatever you want to sit. You can sit, okay. Please be listened to precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. That is in order to attain supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings as well as space. Tenya kadambe lama kongme shenwa ni dungwe jungne dibe jubang shen dibe jungne chenju jubar shen chenju tingin shola rali shen shuji zawa simba rali sung shi sungba tar aramzi diba mi gewe rik dibang gogo ri ani jikadu gewe rik di jub gogo ri kanyin se na aramzi la dungwe chingye jishungwa tida tangji dungwen di jut pa tse che bai na jun dikwa mi jewa la teni chungwa re anzula ya chik namsha jun de chik dewa chungwa re dewa chungwa tada tam che pa ju khanye chungsha te bai na ane chik gewe ju la teni chungwa re tenda son zang mawon pa la ya rang la ya chik dungye mi jungwa che du dewa jubwa re dewa jungwe che du dewa jubwa re dungye mi jungwe che du dikwa pangwa re Tene yang jik chanju le sun shawo re nidio ki chanju, rangye ki chanju, rangye ki chanju, chanju sun re, chanju te sun tobar che pala ina duba nyamnyan chi wo re, chue chi wo re. Yine chue sin yin digi ina zawa di kawa tu uro wo la na, ina jik chiki zawa semla ra le sun ane semdi wa ni lekwa te she sun pala shin. Ani chigi zawa tuza di semla ra le wore, ten yang semdi yang gulung sangyen di goni gulung la ra le wore. So as the great master, Kadamba master, advised to us that we abandon those negative actions because the negative action is the source of our sufferings. And in the other hand, advised to us that we have to cultivate the virtuous actions or the positive karma. And therefore, when we observe in our sufferings, to our suffering, where it comes, it comes from, its cause is called the non-virtuous actions, the 10 non-virtuous actions from our body, speech, and mind. And what we experience, the happiness, and the peace, where it comes from its cause, it's called the virtuous actions, as there are 10 virtuous actions. So from this, in future, as what we want is the happiness, what we don't want is the suffering, even our tiny suffering, we don't want. Whatever happiness is there, we want. Therefore, as the those virtuous actions are the causes of the happiness, we have to cultivate and bring those virtuous actions into our practice. And as in future we don't want experience or suffering, therefore we have to abandon or give up those, the 10 non-virtuous action or the 10 negative karma. There are three types of enlightenment: the enlightenment of the Sarvaka Buddha, the hearer and then listener, the enlightenment of the Pratyeka Buddha or the solitary realizer, and the enlightenment of the Bodhisattva or the what called the state called the omniscience or the Buddhahood, which is the highest enlightenment. In order to attain those enlightenment, we have to practice Dharma. As we have to practice the Dharma, where the dharma or the doctrine, it depends upon what is the its root. Then those masters called that, said that the root is the mind, consciousness, or the, we can say the motivations is the root. Tendo songza, 前去读吧就去了，然后来我嘞，因为确实呢，反正就是你这些卷吧，那这当确实来的，就是生就得不了，因为去了我嘞，马上就生要立就起，就是生要给当也听得起了呀，听得起就得不了呀，因为确实去我嘞，等下让你等吧，三节正面的来要空读过学的，等吧正面的让你，因为他妈那边点了新的全部，监督，监督现在当部程序就都突击。他们前去就都改变起来呀，你怎么就没得让你的？啊你，落到落，啊你去退了就退了，改吧的改吧点的，啊你说啥就不讲，啊你他儿，啊你怎么就没得让你？啊你我把做把上去的，我把做把上去的，怎么就没得的？怎么领的？刚才那破位，再把老说呗，再把兄弟再有的，再把这大姐弄的，啊你去我事儿没多想嘛，啊你。我让做了去某年长的去偏头的嘴巴去开始嘴其他的嘴巴上面偏头的因为第一年你嘴巴没多少话就开始了那你等不准备的你去送了的你送你听了的嘴巴都热的那些天文的 Buddha has come to this world this universe before that he has generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions when he was experienced the tremendous suffering in the hell realms and he and his partner and his friend carrying some coat for the child and then when he carrying this he has generated the great compassion and from that he generated the bodhicitta or altruistic intentions through his partner then after he generated the bodhicitta and he practiced the Mahayana practice, he practiced year after year, he practiced century after century, he practiced after eon and eon, and then he became an enlightened being. He attained the full enlightenment, but his attainment is also the highest enlightenment, supreme enlightenment.So he attained this enlightenment through his understanding of the Dharma or the teachings. So there are different meanings of the Dharma or the teachings. One meaning of the Dharma is a very common that Dharma or the teaching is that it cures the mind, it develops our mind, it progresses our mind, it transforms our mind from the positive to the negative.From the negative to the positive sides, and it progresses our mind or the consciousness. That's the one meaning of the Dharma. Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha himself, what he has generated the bodhicitta, that's in order to benefit the sentient beings like us. What he has practiced eons and eons, that's benefits for all.Mother sentient beings, and after he attained the enlightenment, he comes in this human existence or the universe. He has done the great activities, starting from he comes down, descends here from the Tushita pure land to this universe, and in general we call that there are 12 deeds of Shakyamuni Buddha. All of those are very wonderful deeds. And among them, one important deed is that the Shakyamuni Buddha's deeds, what he has give us the teachings or the turn the wheel of Dharma, that one is the very great deeds. Therefore, in the head of the Lamrim, when the great scholar Tsongkhapa prays to Shakyamuni Buddha, to his body, speech, and mind, when he prays to the Shakyamuni Buddha's speech and the great scholar, the respected Lama Tsongkhapa, he prays to Shakyamuni Buddha that, Shakyamuni Buddha, your speech is the speech which can fulfill the wishes of those sentient beings. That's the dread. So, therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha has told us the teachings. You have listened already to this from your spiritual masters quite very often. Some of you are just repeat to you what you have listened already, and it's very interesting to you who are the very new listener. It's a new teachings from me, and someone who has listened already, it also very benefit that you can reflect it upon your what you have listened in the past. Buddha Shakyamuni told the teachings, Tenrasung the Sanje Chomen de Chu Gabo Sung Ore, and Chu Dingo Yasung Ore, Chu Dune Sung Ore, Tenra Sanje Chomen de Chu, and Gabo Sung Zamora, and Chubun Gedishi Don Sung Ora. Excuse me. And Dingo Sung Du, and Sung Rabia Machuni Sung, and Dune Sanje Chomen de Rangi, or Denu Sumla Duni, but Denu Sum Sung Ore. Tenra Sanje Chomen de Chu Sumba Teda Tamje, and Maranzi, which Dume say tap down. Any she tarbada tamje kembe koban in tobe, tapshada yimbari, any maranzu in namsha gindusi, any kabde chasa in yomobe dalaya, any yambutin richedu, sanje chumendi, sheta sumbari. Shakyamuni Buddha has told us the dharma in very detail, and then he also taught the dharma or the teaching in the detail, and also he summarized what he is teachings in the poems. As Buddha Shakyamuni has told very detailed that he has taught the 84,000 of the teachings, collections of the teachings, 84,000 collections of the teachings. And then in detail he told the 12 collections of the teachings, and he summarized all of those teachings in the three pitakas or the three teachings in the brief or summarize, whatever he has told, all of those in order to eliminate our sufferings, in order to gain our happiness, in order to attain the nirvana or moksha or the ultimate happiness, and finally, in order to attain our supreme, complete and perfect enlightenment or the Buddhahood, our future Buddhahood. And those teachings also, all of those teachings are in order to against or antidote for our daily the delusions, different types of delusions. We have the if we are the very ordinary person in the cyclic existence or the samsara. In our general samsaric lifetime, when we are in the samsara, we have different types of the delusions or the afflictions or the kalasha, what we call the attachment. We have the hostility and ignorance. Therefore, in order to eliminate or in order to antidote upon them, our afflictions, the 21,000 of the, his teachings, antidote of to the our attachment, and 21,000 of the teachings which antidote for our to our hostility, and 21,000 of his teachings which is the antidote to our the root fundamental ignorance, and 21,000 of his teachings in order to antidote or eliminate our equal those delusions. And after that he has taught the 12 collections of the teachings. One of it is what we call the collection of the listenings, and the other 11, and Then after that, he summarized those teachings into the three pitakas or three baskets of teachings, the baskets of teaching of the ethical discipline and the basket of the teachings of the discourses or the subject about the concentration and the basket of the teachings of the wisdom. So he has taught three types of pitakas or the teachings. Those also are in order to subdue our mind, in order to eliminate our negative actions, in order to abandon or cleaning our those delusions, and in order to eliminate our very deep the propensity or the imprints. Tibetan we say parcha, in order to other hands, and when we go to the two types of obscurations, in order to eliminate or cleanse the obscurations of the delusions, in order to cleanse or purify our propensity, which is the obstacle to the knowledge. That is the main propensity which obstructs to attain the complete and supreme enlightenment. Therefore, he has taught all of these teachings. Therefore, in order to attain the enlightenment, it said that we have to understand what is the Dharma, what is the teachings. In order to understand the teachings, we have to depend upon the study of the listening. And one of the great scholars said that Kundapa, he said that Pambutube jeme mabana kunenge masibe gyenzang da namjang kore jukdo mishebe tebe lomi lebre jomshi ans. Tende sonza Kundambe, any, she Teba, Samba, Gomba, Din, Nani, and Tambu Kari Dogo or Sungwalan, Tambu, and Teba Che, Jeshimbore Sungwal. And Teba Che, Jela, and Samlutang with Jela, and Gom, Dus Jimbadinis, Jumor. Kissi Teba Macheva, you know, and Maranzu Julia, and she, Chela Mombe, Momba, Gedila Mombe, Momba, Lendela Mombe, Momba, and she, Genshila Mombe, Momba, and she. I take what you should have mong, but mong, but you get near the worry. Tenderson's a mong, but you get savvy, demeta body, and you carry shower and chin near the shower. Tenderson's a chin near the kitchen bullies, and Kundambe's losing hole. The Master Kundamba said that there are three types of the study or the wisdom of the meditations, the wisdom of the contemplations, which we are thinking again and again, and the wisdom of the hearing, or the study of the hearing, which is the main, or the first, which is the important at the beginning, or at the first. It said that the number one, the number first, is very important to listen the Dharma, and after that, contemplate what we have listened, and then we can meditate what we have listened and contemplate. What happened, the Master Kundampa said that if we don't listen the Dharma, and then our darkness or the ignorance is at all the time. So therefore, we don't want the suffering. Therefore, we have to dispel our ignorance, our darkness, through the study of listening. If we don't listen, then our ignorance upon the which is the negative karma, which is the positive karma, we don't know. We ignorance upon the cause and then effects, or the subject of the karma. And if we don't listen about the four noble truths, then we don't understand those four noble truths. What are those? The truth of suffering, the truth of the origin of suffering, and then the truth of the cessation, and the truth of which leads to cessation or the nirvana. Therefore, if you don't listen, the ignorance remains there. Therefore, we don't understand our mistake. We don't understand our knowledge. He emphasized that then from that, the ignorance upon the which is the knowledge and which is the mistakes, the ignorance upon it. And then we don't understand how we can liberate from the samsara. We don't understand as the person who is in the jail. So if person want to free from that jail, then he or she needs to understand where is the gate of that prison, where is the window of that prison, and then he has to try to escape from the window, he has to try to escape from the main door, he has to try to escape from that jail too. And then what other example is that the example gives how to be renounced from this samsara? We have to understand about how to generate the renunciations. From there we can free from the samsara. Therefore, listening study is very important. I have forgot one thing to say you before that. All of those Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, 84,000 of the teachings, and 2 classification of the teachings, and 3 pitakas or 3 basket of the teachings, all of these are in order to pure our consciousness, in order to eliminate those different types of delusions or afflictions or kalasha in Sanskrit. The example is that the example is that the if there is a there one daughter in the past, there was daughter Tibetan the daughter Tibetan daughter want to eliminate cure the person, illness person, to if there is a famous and perfect daughter, many illness persons comes who knock the door and the line and make the receptions for the doctor and maybe advance notice registration. Many illness person and the patients comes to the door of the doctor to all the patients what they need the medicine to. They want medicine. They want to remove from their suffering. They want recover from their suffering too. And then when they arrive in the doctor's place, consulting room, doctor check, and doctor might be have a different types of medicine too. Some medicines are very heavy, and some light, and some medicines are the gray color, some medicines are not a little bit dark color, some medicines are the bitter, true. Oh. Some medicines are not so bitter, but some medicines are a good test, true. Those medicines perhaps for the children, true. So different types of medicines the daughter he or she has, true. Then the lady daughter or the man daughter, whatever in his store, all of those many medicines in order to cure the illness person, to persons whose skin looks like white, and person whose skin look like a little bit dark, and persons some a little bit different the form of body, to, and then they want to recover from their illness, to. And it said that in Tibetan we said that the lungti pekinsum. In India they say that the disease, different types of disease, the vata, pitta, and so on. I don't know well understand. If you want more, want to learn subject about the physician, then you will take the other course. Okay, so those all of those medicines, if it's concerned upon them, all of his medicine or her medicine to cure the illness person. True. So like such an example, whatever the Shakyamuni Buddha has taught, all of these for us. True. We are in the samsara, and when we are samsara in the cycle of existence, in the samsara, and the I would like to give the other example. The other example is that in the city, when you have some mistakes and broken your car, and then you have to go to the place where you want to repair your car or your pickup truck or your Jeep, whatever you have to. Then you will go to one big garage to repair it too. And then that's the one person mechanic, maybe Japanese mechanic, maybe Korean mechanic, maybe Vietnamese mechanic, maybe English or American mechanic. And if your car is the fault, you will go to the American mechanic. If your car is the some Toyota like this, then you would like to see the Japanese doctor. And then in his the garage, and he has many different tools too. Some tools are very small, some medium, some tools very big and different shape. He has many tools too. Then all of these tools, why these tools for him? Why he requires these tools? Then all of these tools to repair the car, to repair the car, and then you can run to the Colorado, you can run to the Grass Valley, you can run to the San Diego, and you can run to wherever we go, to San Francisco to see the Golden Bridge, and then Washington, the D.C., where is the state, the kingdom, you can see and run to there, too. Therefore, however, all of those tools in order to repair the car to like that example, whatever the Shakyamuni Buddha taught us is in order to cure our ignorance, our attachment, our hostility, and the other types of the jealousy. Last time I had mentioned about that I had mentioned you about the subject of the how to listen to the Dharma, and how it says the how to listen to and explain the teaching to. So we are here how to listen to Dharma. So how to listen to Dharma, it has three parts too. The part one, contemplating the benefits of hearing the teaching, and the part two, developing reverence for the teaching and the instructor, and then how you actually listen the teaching. So regarding of the contemplating the benefits of hearing the teachings, this is one part. In here we can understand that in the other hand, contemplating the disadvantage if you don't listen the Dharma. Therefore, Kung Dampa said that if we don't listen the teaching and the Dharma, and the ignorance upon the Four Noble Truths remain all the time, we cannot free from the samsara. And if we don't understand how we can free from the samsara, then we are ignorance upon that. How can lead them to the to the path of the enlightenment. Therefore, we want to dispel our ignorance, we want to dispel our hostility, we want to dispel our attachment. Because of that, we have to contemplating the benefits of hearing the teachings. And this subject, the part, is very important. If we understand understand the benefits of hearing the teachings, then it's inspire us to listen the Dharma again and again, and it makes pleasure for us to listen the Dharma. To if you go to the one coffee shop, if you go to the one restaurant, if that restaurant is foods is very delicious, very tasty food. And then it's the quality of that restaurant too. Then you wish to go again to that restaurant, and then that coffee shop, that tea shop. You wish to go again and again goes, it has a benefit there too. Like that, of course, the great scholar Tsongkhapa is a very great scholar. He's very skillful. He understands the skillful way how to teach and guide the Dharma, teachings to disciples. And therefore, he mentioned here about the contemplating the benefits of having the teachings through the different way. And then, after that, if there are such, we inspire and we enjoy to listen to the Dharma or the teachings, after that, we said, it said that developing the reverence for the teaching, and then, and the instructor or the who gives the teaching to. This is also very important. Many our faults comes from negative, comes from the disrespected, and as in the letter it says that the our mistake and our faults, where it comes from, the guru we call the ignorance. The one guru is the ignorance. Whenever we have ignorance, then ignorance open the negative and the positive actions, and we do the negative actions because we have the ignorance. True. From there, we experience the samsara, samsaric suffering. So ignorance is the one causes to let do us the negative actions. And other one here, it said that the disrespect, you disrespected also is the disrespected thought also is obstacles to gaining our knowledge. Therefore, the Kadamba master, the master Dromden Gyalpa Junge, he said that if there is a pride, then it's very difficult to gain the knowledge. And therefore, the Kadamba master Domtenpa, he said, don't be pride, be simple to gaining the knowledge. And therefore, here it says the respect to the teachings. And I mentioned before that when Shakyamuni Buddha gives the teachings, he respects the teachings, and he pile up his robes, and then he sits on there, and then he gives the teachings. And from that, if the teachings is very respected, able, then who gives the teachings, who gives the knowledge of Dharma, and then we also can respect to that person. I don't know whether we can or not. Here it said the Lamrim, it says that we respect that person like the Buddha too. We can or not? Yeah. And the number three, how to actually listen to, that's our subject too. Once you understand, then whenever we listen to the Dharma too, we have some obstacles to success our listen to the Dharma too. Yes, when we are a new Dharma listener and we enter in the place, and then when we come out and we didn't listen much, because of that we have the obstacles of how to listening the Dharma. Yeah, Dine chwe senpe nekab su yanchi semshin yangba mayina, yan chwe senpe nekab su azi yang chwe di nyemba yana nisidili giwuri chungna sombalo, yan azi nye chwe di nyemba yana ta sechima nyendu tarsam yungguri sambada, yan chwe di nyemba zayana dashinbe kubandina tabguri sambada, tindegi tekba chimbe chwe nyembe la yang pardu chwe rwa, tinda sonza, eni kulundi chanchu semgi simgo res, eni chanchu semgi simgo badi, eni chwe nyembe tunjenji shago wari. Dine chwe nyembe tunje sumba dine chwe nyen sabi jele ya ta kasi nye chwe nyen yirwa ta kanyi ne jene je keyo marisama yana yang chwe nyembe gijin chigile kwa tende sumza yang ne yang do ni chwe dile ya tenso yitangu kwa tende gijin dita da jeba yana ni tunjen dige tsang chwe nyemba yana chwe su songo kwa chesan di kechimbo re dine nyen sani yana yang chwe nyembe nye kapsu chwe sangma shenye ki deba da so su sem che chigba da yana nawa lepa ting yi lepa tu, yin sem tamche yi, yin chwe la ya samlo tang, vida, yin dala chapa na shi, yin chwe nyen go res, yin rechik nyen sa ni sung yore. So when we listen to the Dharma, when we at the beginning, and we have to understand that what are those obstacles which obstruct, which disturb to listen to the Dharma. When our body is at the Dharma place, and if our mind goes to the other object or the other area, and then our air sense doesn't focus or what you listen, then that's one obstacle. Whatever the speakers or the Dharma teachers speaks to you, you don't hear it because your mind wandering to the other object. And if your focus on the teacher or the Dharma, the topic, listening. When you're listening, then you might thought that, oh, I will listen to the Dharma because it's very happy and it's very relaxation to listen to the Dharma. I receive the happiness for this life. Then this is not proper way to listen to the Dharma. And the other way, if I listen to the Dharma, I will attain the myself nirvana, myself attainment. Happiness, ultimate happiness, then this also not the proper motivation. Therefore, here it says the motivation with the bodhicitta is the perfect, complete enlightenment. Great scholars, Lama Tsongkhapa also said that with this motivation, you should listen to the Dharma. And if we don't have such a genuine motivation, then we have to thinking about cherishing for all those, for the purpose of all those, in order to suffering, liberate from samsara, in order to free from the suffering, I will listen to the Dharma to attain the enlightenment. With this motivation, then the second, the obstacles cannot obstruct to us, and we have the antidote to the second obstacles. And then the third obstacles is that we might say, that, oh, I just go to listen to the Dharma. There is someone talking the Dharma. And after that, we might thought that, oh, it's no matter if I forget the Dharma. If I forget the teachings, it's no matter. Then it's no good. Then it also the obstacles how to listen of the teaching, listening to teaching the Dharma. And we should not forget what we have listened. We have to remember again and again in the example what we will do if we have a nice cup to drink the tea or coffee. What we will do, we want to drink the coffee too. If there is a hole under it, then we are hurried to patch it from this side. If there is a hole under the other button of the other side, we will patch it. So if we have, as I told already, we have some hole under our pocket, maybe we will patch it. So therefore, we have to remember the what we have listened again and again. It goes to the contemplations. If it goes on the reason, then it goes to the contemplation, and from reason, thinking reason again and again, then it goes to the practice of the meditations. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa emphasized on this before he gave the real instruction of the Lam Rim teachings. The great scholar Tsongkhapa, let us know what are our obstacles to when we listen to the Dharma. when we want to success to listen the Dharma, he introduced to us to listen the Dharma. And on the other hand, it says that the wild animals, they're eating the grass. They run here and they play in the jungle too. And then some people who also has a nice singing voice. And then if he or she is singing the song and playing the guitar in the jungle, and then the animal, they forget to eating the grass, then they're standing and then listen what's a wonderful singing to playing there. They concentrate upon that object or the sound of guitar or the sound of the flute or sound of the persons too. So it's like that concentration. When we listen to the Dharma and we have tried to concentrate upon to the listening too, to the speaker who speaks the Dharma. And in the in addition here, the great scholar Tsongkhapa says that text called the Bodhisattva Ground or the Bodhisattva Bhumi, it said that when you listen to the Dharma, try to understand all of whatever you have listened and focus on it and don't wander in your air sense. Target your air sense to the speaker with the concentrations. And then through this, you listen to the Dharma. And after that, we have to listen to the Dharma because we want to, as the Gungdampa Master said that too, we want to eliminate our suffering. We want to free from our illness in the samsara. So, therefore, first we have to study upon the listening study, and then contemplation, and then the meditations. With this, there are the six favorable conditions to listen the Dharma. When you listen to the Dharma, then you need the six favorable conditions to listen to the Dharma too. If you want to make a coffee in your house, you invite a person from other guests to other guests you invite, and you might want to offer him some coffee, some orange juice, some apple juice. Then before invite the guest, then you have to prepare all the preparation to what you need to. The coffee, milk, sugar, and the pot, whatever you need, you have to ready them to. Otherwise, it's not good to invite the other person to your guest. Your guest maybe come in your house, and then you say that, oh, let's drink a coffee. I invite here you to drink the coffee too. And then he might say that, oh, I really want to drink a coffee too. And then you offer the coffee, and if he wants to some milk, then you have to offer him a milk too. If he wants to some sugar, then you can offer him a sugar too. So whatever needs for the coffee, you have to ready too. Like that, when we listen to the Dharma, we have to prepare or ready to what those requirements to listen to the Dharma. Then here, this the text, the great expose the great treatises on the stage of the path to enlightenment, and it said that there are six. Here it says the recognitions instead of thinking. Thinking here it's and here it says there are the six thinkings or how to listen the Dharma or the teaching. That here it says the think of yourself as a sickness person, think of the instructor as a doctor, think of the instructor's explication as medicine, think of earnest practice as the way to cure your disease, and the number fifth, the requirements, think of the Tathagatas as excellent being. And the number six, which wish that the teaching will endure for a long time. So these are the six favorable conditions to listen the Buddha Dharma in general and to listen the Lam Rim teaching in particular. Great scholar Tsongkhapa mentioned also that these are the very important to success your Dharma to Dharma. Otherwise, it will not success. Your Dharma doesn't go to the Dharma. Even we have listened many times, if we have a fault of those mistakes, if we don't have those thinking or the recognitions, then it will not success to listen the Dharma. Therefore, it's very important to understand how to listen the Dharma. So that so if someone already listened last Sunday, I already mentioned about the three folds and the three qualities of how to listen the Dharma. When you listen the Dharma today, if you have pay attention, listen carefully, you have good motivations, and remember again in the past, then you have understand what you have, what I have told just before. I have told you about the beginning. We abandon those negative actions. Cultivate those positive actions. Because of that, we are in the samsara. We need the happiness. We don't want even a tiny suffering. We don't want even a tiny suffering. Therefore, we have to cultivate the positive karma. And I also expressed about to you about the three enlightenment. The enlightenment of the Sarvaka Buddha, enlightenment of the Pratika Buddha or the solitary realizer, and the enlightenment of the highest enlightenment or the enlightenment for the Bodhisattva person. So these are three enlightenments, and then those enlightenments depends on the understanding or the knowledge. If you want to be enlightenment, highest enlightenment, then it depends on those, the practice of the six perfections, generosity, morality, perfection of morality, and so on. Passions, the perfections of the enthusiasm, the perfections of the concentration, and the final, the perfections which like eyes, the perfection of the wisdom. So we have to practice on those perfections with the base of the motivation called the bodhicitta. If we don't have a bodhicitta through the instructions, then we don't understand the practice, the Mahayana practice. So as I mentioned this before, and one the we have to understand the mistakes and faults of the samsara, and we have to understand the qualities of the nirvana. And here is a very common the teachings. We bring the examples of the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths, the two Four Noble Truths are regarding subject about the how we recycle in this samsara. We experience the different types of the pain and suffering. Why we experience this pain and suffering? Then we have to think and understand about those the delusions, attachment, hatred, ignorance. Then we have to understand what is the antidote of to cleanse those delusions. Then it's interesting to understand about the latter four noble truths, the truth of the cessations, and then truth of the path which leads to the samsara path. Those are the qualities. From there, we can understand the knowledge of the four noble truths. So those are also, if we go back to the benefits of listening the Dharma, and also those are the benefits of the listening the listen the Dharma. Someone who didn't listen the Four Noble Truths, they don't understand. Someone who listened the Four Noble Truths, they understand those Four Noble Truths, and they can contemplate, they can do the meditation upon the Four Noble Truths. Here the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the when we need the those favorable conditions to listen the Dharma, the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers the first to the Bodhisattva way of life. In that teaching, the Shantideva said that the in Tibetan, I don't know Sanskrit, true. I think there is a Sanskrit book written about the Bodhisattva way of life. So in Bodhisattva way of life, and Tungyen Du Nani Chanchu Senpe Jebala Juba Nani Tame Neji Daba Yang Membe Yunga Hing Xia Gui Nang Deja La Su Neji Dada Meji Gwes Ra Tende Sung Ra Maranzu Ani Kansa Mi Tame Bachi Neji Daba Yang Tangbo Koran Ani Nepa De Neji Daba De Shien Gu Gres and Petinan Shin, and Kansa Tamian Bachi, Kowani Yachi, Targo, Nyasoni, Targo, Tambusu, and you Kowala Yachi, and you Kowe, the main only as two, and you Kowe, you never jim, but you mostly embrace this and raw. D. Jelly, Chamulamachi, Jebusonga Bachimbe, Karasum, Lanang, Aranzo, Gumi, and Wasoka, Dumet, Chapuke, and Nechaso, Yumo, between Dado, Nawa Imbe, and Nawala, Nawa, mostly embrace. And di kung chile na kadambe gishi kama pagi ni tiyana minana tedre kumbha chinche lodo jowa ina ngaranzo ni tuusim ki chongli chenpe temi nesap chenpe shindu nesap shindu chewa wogulgi nawa ye ma shes ngaranzo chude ni nawa nawa shenwa marwa di shenwa di kechimbure yesumre. So what is the first favorable conditions to the Shantideva gives the example of an ordinary illness person to ordinary illness person, he or she, if he has caught some epidemic or disease, then the first he has to understand that he is a illness person. So like that example, what we have the illness or disease in the according of the Dharma, we have the illness with the attachment, and then here etc. True, desha lasso etc. etc. Attachment, what are those etc. And then hostility, ignorance, jealousy, and then different types of the delusions we have illness, really illness person. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said that we are the illness person since very long time, long ago when we are in the samsara, very long time true. We previous life, we are experienced the suffering. Before previous that life, we are experienced the different types of mental suffering and then the extra physical suffering. We are the suffering person. We suffer the suffering, we experience the pains. Therefore, from the attachment, hostility, we all the time we are suffering. So, And here says the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that all time we are suffering. That means when we dislike to the other person, to when the enemy comes, we arise the hostility and arise the anger to that person, and then that time we are the innocent person of the hostility and anger, and very delicious food in front of my table, very delicious dings, organic apple, and so on. Then I have all the types of the illness too. Then my desire upon those foods and juice and pleasurable or desirable things in front of me too. That time I also the illness with the attachment, and when we are sleeping, we are relaxed, and other the illness called the ignorance too, and other the jealousy, hatred, and the pride, and other many the mental factors we suffer by them. So therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa also refers to one Kadamba master called the Kamapa, and then that the speech, the mouth of the Kamapa, and then he said that Kamapa said that if we are not the illness person, then what the Shantideva said, that's the wrong. So we can say we are not illness person, we are the healthy person. And then the Shantideva said the wrong. But the Shantideva, what Shantideva has said, that's the true. And then the great Lama Tsongkhapa and the Kadamba Geshe Kamapa, and then they say the whatever Shantideva, the great scholar Shantideva, Bodhisattva Shantideva has said, that's right, we are the innocent person. We don't understand that we are the innocent person. And we can free from that illness. There is a method. So Shakyamuni Buddha has taught us such a the detailed teachings and dharma. And there is a method to free from the suffering. We don't need the depression. Oh, we are illness. Oh no, we can free from those suffering. So we eliminate practice. We can free from the suffering. So, these are the facilities. I will tell you slowly, okay? These are the favorable conditions to listen to the Dharma, okay? So today I taught the first of the favorable conditions, how to listen to the Dharma. Then you have to talk something. You have to talk something, please. Yeah.
These are prayer requests for people that have either passed away or become ill. For Marcelo Lalonde, who passed away on December 10th. For a Mr. Levon, who is very ill in the hospital. A Sheila Edwards and her son Roy. Sheila Edwards is very ill. An Agnes Schley, who is quite ill. Mr. Chinlein Van, who was in a car accident. And finally, for Kuo-Yan Wu, who had a stroke last week. So we would like to offer our prayers for those and all those who are sick and passing or have passed away.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Which side? Which side? Oh, my name. Okay.
Money,
Mani bemo, 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 Tene sangza taringi chu shingin cheba la tene sangye ke temba yurin tu nepa tang temba ten zingun ge zi wo sugi gendo gyo pa khonsa lami namde temba nge wo ngbo tamze jinji siba chenbo cho wi chawa ten zingda zi u ten zingi jibu tamba la kuze yurin tu nepa tang ane jigengi kamdere ane nemu da chu zi jik hangyo na tada tamze nyudu shiwa tang Dona, Magansim Jetam Jimmy Jibale to Mudo Mombazoba, Sound Jeve, Guichedo, Mawana Roshis, before we pray this, the prayer, and let you remember, reminds the dedications. May the Shigeyamuni Buddha's teachings and the great scholars in Kyopo's teachings remain a very long period and time. His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other spiritual masters remain very long life, very healthy life. Whatever suffering and pain in this universe and other universe or the world, they never will happen. In short, all of those mother sentient beings free from the two types of the obscurations, and may they attain the enlightenment very quickly. So with this, you please read in the English the caption, Lajri Mushin's Long Life. I will do in the Tibetan mice. We will start the English, Long Life. Okay, please be recite the spiritual, our past spiritual masters, the quick written prayer in English. I will read in Tibetan. Okay, Vietnamese.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody.